This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. One of the biggest line items in a family budget is kids. So it should come as no surprise that many people are opting out of starting a family. America's birth rate is now at 1.9%. That's its lowest level since 1920. Now, there are a lot of reasons behind this, but many people feel they just can't afford it. And the conversations leading up to that decision, they can be the toughest of all. Our Facebook friends Tyler and Jenny are in the midst of this right now. Tyler lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with his partner Nicholas. Jenny, her husband Matt, and their two-year-old daughter live in Murray, Kentucky. Jenny and Tyler, thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jenny, as I mentioned, you have one child, but you thought you would have more down the line before your daughter was born, I understand. And now you and your husband have had to take a step back. What happened?
Well, my husband is currently going to college. He's using his GI Bill, and he graduates in December. And I work for a nonprofit, and we're in our early 30s, and we kind of made the hard decision to go ahead and actively have a child, which was a great decision, and I'm so glad we have our little girl. But the way things are now, money is so tight, and we just think it would be financially irresponsible to actively work to have our second child right now.
So when you decided to have your daughter, were you certain you could afford her?
Not really.
Is it your experience having your two-year-old that has kind of pushed you over the edge in terms of just how expensive it is to have and raise a child?
Yeah, I think so.
Things got real?
Yeah, things got really real really quickly. And I mean, it's been hard.
Now, Tyler, you and your partner, Nicholas, don't have a child yet. You've been together for 8 years, I see, and you've thought about having children for a long time. But you recently faced some hard realities.
The reality that we recently started looking at the possibility of having kids. And I was fortunate to be able to attend a workshop that talked about surrogacy. And I was shocked to learn that it can be as little as $25,000 to $30,000 up to $100,000 or more per child. And even infant adoption costs between $15,000 and $20,000. So those were some numbers that were quite difficult to face. And you've got some guaranteed expenses once you have a child, and it's even more difficult to figure out how to prioritize saving for an upfront expense like that when you're guaranteed to have financial costs for the next 18 to who knows how many years down the line.
So how have the talks gone between you and Nicholas when you discussed this decision to delay parenthood or possibly put it off altogether?
It's difficult to overcome thinking about the financial aspects, in spite of the fact that we're both teachers. We both deeply care about children, and children are something that we prioritize in our life already, but we would love to have children of our own.
So how does the conversation go, and how do you handle talking about it?
I am much more comfortable discussing financial issues than Nicholas, so he thinks less about the finances than I do.
So what does he say? I mean, does it get really tough? Does he say things like, how could you just talk about dollars and cents? We're talking about our kids.
It doesn't get heated because I think that he realizes it's not something that can happen in the near term. It's only when we talk about the sacrifices that we would have to make now for something in the longer term. Sometimes looking at things longer term can be difficult.
Jenny, what about you? What about your conversations with Matt? Does one of you feel more strongly than the other about having another child?
Yeah, since we had our first child, I think my husband has continued to have baby fever. And So he's anxious to have another child, more than I am. And I'm the one who pays all of our bills and takes care of all of our financial side. And so I'm always looking at those numbers every month going, because I have student loan debt He's about to have student loan debt when he graduates in December. We still rent. When I became pregnant, we were actively looking for a house. But that also was just not financially feasible.
Well, what's it like for you to be the financial tough love person?
It's hard. I don't like it. and I feel torn because I mean, my maternal instinct is strong too. And I love our child and I'd love to have another one, but somebody has to, I don't know, kind of put their foot down and say, we just can't do that right now.
Jenny, Tyler, thank you so much for talking with us today. And I hope we can check in with you in a few years and see where you are with this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And all of you can join this conversation about the financial decision to delay having children on our Facebook page right now, or you can send us a message by visiting marketplacemoney.org.